the metal beams that crisscrossed the building. That much was true. Sneaking into a base on top of a skyscraper in the center of a metropolis was just as difficult as infiltrating a remote island. Security on the ground level was tight, and the weather made an airdrop too risky. Short of blowing up the building, Edward had limited options in their rules of engagement other than through the signature room on the 95th floor, one above the Genjik's base. What about Napoleon? What about him? He should not even be on the list. He was crowned emperor, that's worth something. Anyone can bestow a title upon himself. Calling yourself a genius does not make it so. You call yourself a genius all the time. By human standards, not hard. Napoleon didn't do too badly for himself. You're a bit biased. You two never got along. Almost conquering Europe does not an emperor make. He was a brilliant general, but his short tenure disqualifies him for the Hall of Fame. You're penalizing him because of his administrative skills? Paper pushing is an integral part of empire ruling. Consider, excuse me, sir, the general manager would like to buy you a drink, the bartender said, placing another glass of scotch under the counter. Edward turned back toward the bar and smiled again as the woman sitting across the room earlier moved to the seat next to him, one hand on a martini and the other extended. Simone, she purred, I hope you don't mind. I ordered you an 18 instead of the 12. Edward looked down at his drink and grinned. He took her hand and shook it, lingering longer than appropriate. Blake Emmanuel, I'll have to return the favor in some other way. The two chatted intimately for the next 20 minutes, moving closer and closer together. Edward, I hate to ruin your sport, but our window is closing. The codes expire in 2 days and we are not getting anywhere here. I regret not insisting on gliding in. In this weather, you must have more faith in my flying skills than I do. Now keep quiet and let me focus on Simone here. I need to keep my architect story straight. 20 years together now, and you are still incorrigible. Intergalactic Civil War wasn't exactly on my career track out of West Point, Dow. Wish I never found you? You know the answer to that. His earpiece crackled. Abelard, are you in position? That's cute. Remind me to have a few words with Mark about these dumb code names when I get back. I find it fitting. Quite a compliment, actually. Things didn't exactly end well for Abelard and Heloise, if I remember how the tragedy went. I hate it when he listens in. It is Joe's nature. Mark just picked up the habit. Smiling all the while, Edward excused himself and left Simone at the bar, walking to the back of the lounge toward the restrooms. He waited until he was alone in the hallway before entering the door marked Personnel Only. In the kitchen, he hurried past the workers before they had a chance to stop him, and exited through another door into a back room. Roger, Mark, stand by. He pulled out a set of keys attached to a band and began to try them on the locked door. How did you know she was the manager with the keys? They were dangling on her waist, and she was far too authoritative with the bartender. Clever, Edward. I stand corrected. 20 years together, Dow. Have a little faith. The door clicked open, and Edward sprinted through a barren hallway past a bank of elevators on one side to the stairwell on the other. He hurried down several flights to a nondescript metal door. He slipped on a pair of thin black gloves and broke a small vial over the handle. Edward watched the corrosive acid burn through the lock and whispered, Mark, green to proceed. How's it looking topside?
It's bumpy up here, but we're taking a nice scenic tour of the skyline. Rendezvous on the roof at your go. You have one shot at this, so make it count.
Evac 0100, don't be late.
Acknowledged, Abelard. Over and out.
Dow, you keeping track of time?
As always, I am your alarm clock.
Is something up with Mark? Past couple of missions, he seemed ambivalent about everything. Like the time we guarded the Spanish Prime Minister. I don't think Mark cared if the man died.
That is Joe for you. He hates this planet more than the rest of us, but I have known him a long time. He has always been reliable.